time now for a visit from our ethicist, Randy Cohen. You may know Randy's column from the pages of the New York Times Magazine. He also drops by our New York studio every 2 weeks to grace us with his presence. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Lynn.
Randy, before we get to the questions this week, I've got one of my own. A lot of people who write to you, I suspect, are kind of looking for a pat on the back or maybe a justification for something they know really is wrong, but they want you to justify it for them. What do you say to people like that?
It's true that while most of the letters I get are impressively morally serious, I think people really are striving to do the right thing. There's a delightful sprinkle of mail from people who are clearly and overtly wicked and about to do dreadful things. and for obscure reasons, they're seeking the endorsement of the New York Times to do them. How odd. What curious power of the press. You know, I think partly what's behind this is that we all want to think of ourselves as good people. You know, even the axe murderer at the moment the blade is actually descending, you know, thinks, well, you know, I have my reasons. Benjamin Franklin wrote about this phenomenon of the human heart. When he was a very young man and he was traveling from Boston to Philadelphia, which in those days was a boat trip of indeterminate length, you know, depending on the wind. And the boat was becalmed and they were out there for quite a long time. And Franklin, like everyone else, was starting to get very, very hungry. They were planning for a short voyage. So many of his fellow passengers were fishing off the side of the boat for these Atlantic codfish, which in those days they were huge. And they'd broken out grills and were grilling these fish on the deck, and they smelled fabulous. And the moral problem was Franklin was a vegetarian and a very hungry vegetarian. And here's what he wrote about that moment of moral crisis. He wrote, "I balanced some time between principle and inclination till I recollected that when the fish were opened, I saw smaller fish taken out of their stomachs." And he figured, well, why should I be any more moral than a codfish? And he dug right in.
Do we know if he continued to be a vegetarian after that one moment of that one lapse?
He did for some time, and later in life he was as many of us are, much less strict as an adult. As he gained some knowledge both of himself and of the world, many of the rigidities of youth passed away. But when he reflected on this moment years later, he wrote, "So convenient a thing it is to be a reasonable creature, since it enables one to find or make a reason for everything one has a mind to do."
Do you ever give anybody the justification they're looking for, Randy, for an act?
No. You know, I try to stay my hand and not use the column as too much of an opportunity to just jump all over everyone with big hobnail boots, as much fun as that is. But I try to stay my hand as much as I can while not approving of dreadful behavior.
Let's go to a listener now. Seth Lauren and her partner are trying to sell their house. And she writes, "We have been working with one real estate agent for about a year, and we like her very much as a person. She's kind and funny and caring. Recently, however, we were referred to another agent. His estimate of what we can get for our current property exceeds the former agent's estimate by $20,000. He is responsible for the sale of nearly every home that has sold in our neighborhood for the past decade. So I imagine his estimate is realistic. The former agent is not familiar with our neighborhood at all. Furthermore, the new agent has offered us a cut rate in his percentage of our sale. Is it unethical to change real estate agents midstream? We've been working with the woman for over a year. We met the man less than a week ago. He is a highly aggressive salesman who gets the job done. She is kind and caring. We don't want to purchase a house with bad karma hanging all over us. Help." Randy, what do you think?
Well, I think you should date the kind, funny, caring one, but work with the shark. Assuming they don't have any contract that binds them to this, I think it's fair to say that they didn't make a lifetime commitment to this real estate agent, and a year really does seem like a sufficient trial. I mean, I know many marriages that don't go that long. Not that there it seems shaky. If they're discontent with her work, and they seem to be, I really don't see any reason why they shouldn't be free to try someone else.
Seems to me they've really actually stuck with this woman for a pretty long time.
A year is a long time.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have Seth Lauren on the line now. Hi, Seth.
Hi.
Well, Seth, do you feel better now? How do you feel?
I feel great. I have to tell you, I didn't think that I would be on NPR, and so I went ahead and made the decision, and my decision is exactly what Randy said, so thank you so much.
And have you sold the house yet?
Have not sold the house yet. It's just on the market, so feel very good about it.
I have to ask, what was the reaction from the other real estate agent?
Okay, well, maybe that would be another ethical question we've yet to tell her.
Oh, I'm afraid I have to jump in now. I was worried that the NPR listeners seem so virtuous that I end up just endorsing everything they've done in the show, and I seem like an easy grader. But that's not quite right. You really do have to be forthright with her. You have to tell her what's going on.
Yes. I know, and I think ethically I should have done so before now. But
yeah, you really should have. Before you made the change, the best thing to do is to say, here is why I'm discontent. Here's why I'm thinking of making a change, because sometimes she herself might be able to accommodate some of your demands.
Uh-huh.
And
why
she should be given that chance.
No, I don't feel as good.
Well, you can feel okay. I give you a 75.
But 75?
Yeah, passing, but not excellent.
Okay. That's better than a D.
Oh, yeah. And it's not too late to do some of these things. I mean, why you can't travel back in time, or can you? Well, no, you probably can't travel back in time and tell her in advance, but the more promptly you tell her, the better.
Right. It's on my list to do today, as a matter of fact. So
Today is great.
Absolutely. I have had a little bit of a cold, so that's one of my excuses. But I
well,
know.
Well, now you're just tap dancing. I know. It's an embarrassing spectacle for both of us. And
all right, you get on that phone as soon as we hang up. That was listener Seth Lauren. Send your ethical qualms, queries, or just plain questions by email to watc@npr.org, and make sure to write the word ethics in the subject line, and you may get to experience Randy's pearls of wisdom for yourself. Randy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, I'm not sure how pearlescent I feel, but I enjoyed it too, Lynn.